Ezras Hashem Beli Nether. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Moyer of David Sviyan of Yosef. Today's daf is Nedarim Daf Mem. We left off at the last line, seven words before the end of the daf, on the bottom of Daf Lamentesim and Beis. Says the Gemara. Rav Chelbo Chalash. Rav Chelbo got sick. Nafak Ichriz Rav Kahana Rav Chelbo Boish. Lowik at the Kasi. So Rav Kahana went out and announced Rav Chelbo's sick. But nobody came. Oh no. Where did Zoom go? Nobody came to visit him. Amar lohu, Rav Kahana said to the Chachamim, Lo kacha yamaisa b'talmid echad mitalmidei Rabbi Akiva. Don't you guys know about the story about the student of Rabbi Akiva, shechalav lo nichlasu chacham levako, he got sick, and nobody came to visit him? V'nichlas Rabbi Akiva levako, so Rabbi Akiva himself came in to visit him, uvishvil shekibdo v'ribtsu lefanav chaya. Two opinions in Rishonim what this line means. Either because Rabbi Akiva himself swept the floors and cleaned the room, or in honor of Rabbi Akiva, everybody else who was there swept the floors and cleaned the room. And the guy lived because of that. Amalo, so the Talmud said to Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi, hechi yisani, you made me alive. Because when people go visit a chola, they make sure his needs are attended to. They clean up and they help so that the guy's going to get better. Yatzar Rabbi Akiva Vidarsh, kol mi she'ein mevaka cholim, ki'ilu shofech damim. Whoa. Anyone who has the opportunity to mevaka cholim doesn't do it. It's as if you're killing, because when you go there, you can take care of his needs. So Rav Kahana got very upset that the rabbis would not come to visit Rabbi Chelbo. Ki asa Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar kol mevaka sechol gorim lo sheyichya. Anyone who is mevaka chole causes that person to live. V'chol she'enu mevaka sechol gorim lo sheyamos, cause that he dies. My grama. What? How in the world does that cause him to live, and has it caused him to die? Ilema kol mevaka sechol mevakish lo rachmim sheyichya. Because when a guy is mevaka chola, that's going to cause him to daven for the guy that he should live. What do you mean? If you don't mevaka chola, you're going to cause him to die because you're going to daven for him to die. Why are you going to daven for the guy to die just because you don't visit him? Ella, kol she'in mevaka chola, ein mevaka shelo rachmim lo sheyichya velo sheyamos. If you're not mevaka chola, so there's sometimes that someone is so sick and he's in such pain he has no chance of recovery that it's better that he dies. So if you're not mevaka chola, you're not going to know that fact, and you won't even be able to daven that he dies. Sounds like from the Gemara that sometimes you should daven that somebody dies. Didn't we learn that afilu cherev chad munachas al tzavor shel adam? They should always be able to daven. So it's interesting. This Gemara sounds like that no, sometimes it's actually better to daven for the person that he dies because he's in such pain and it would be easier for him and he there's no chance of recovery. The doctors say there's no chance. It's better to daven for him that he should die to be out of his pain. That's what it sounds like from this Gemara.
Well, the Gemara sounds different, saying that, you know, if we say to healing for someone who's ill in shul, that's as good as the Mavakachot.
What? I don't know. No, but it also talks about mechabdo over abtzil lefanav. You have to also attend to his needs. That's one of the aspects. But there's other aspects also. We also said that if you visit him, you take away 1/60th of his illness. That was in yesterday's daf. So there's other things that you accomplish only when you're there. Good morning to Reb Mordechai, who's on the Zoom, and Avi and Dr. Joe and Yitzchak Yosef and David Yoshua. Rava, Yoma Kadmar Decholish, Amalahon lo siglu inish, the lo lisra mazik. This is interesting. Sometimes somebody's sick, they don't want anybody to know about it. Don't tell anybody about it. I've heard from gedola mosa, because like it's an ayin hara. The more people know that you're sick, the more maybe somebody who doesn't like you is going to find out, and he's going to say, yeah, the guy probably should really die. Something like that. So we don't like to be megala. So Rava, on the first day before he was like very sick, he didn't publicize it, because it would be like an ayin hara to publicize it. Maybe one of his enemies will find out and be happy about it and daven that he should get worse. But mikan ve'elach, from the second day in Amma, when it was like really getting worse, he had the opposite svara. Amma lahon, puku v'achrizu b'shuka, d'chol d'sani li, lichti li, uksiv bin pole v'echa al tismach v'gomer, u'durachim li libay le'rachma. So he said, anyway, the people who hate me, if they're going to daven that I should die, that's good for me. Why? Because it says, "Bin pole vecha al tismach," that when your enemy is down, you shouldn't rejoice. So it'll actually be good for me, because these people are going to get punished by davening that I should die. They'll get punished and I'll actually live. That's half of it. Again, that could have been true on the first day also, but the other half of it, that's why he publicized it. And those who love me, they will daven for me. It's a little strange what's different between day one and day two here, but the Mefarshim explained, day one he wasn't so sick, so he wasn't so worried about it. And he said it's worse to publicize it. But once he's getting really sick, then he really needs all the help that he can get. Amarav, Cholam Bevaker Sacholam Nitzo Midir Shel Gehenim. Wow. You do the mitzvah Bikur Cholam, so you'll be saved from punishment in Gehenim. Shneamar, Ashrei Maskil Eldol, B'yom Ra'ah Yamalteyu Hashem, Ein Dal Elachola. Shneamar, Midala Yivatz Eini. Inami Minhodin Kram, maybe it's from a different pasuk. Madua Ata Kacha Dal Ben HaMelech Baboker Baboker, etc. Why do you look so weak? And now, Ein Ra Ela Gehenim, and Ra refers to Gehenim, Shenemar, Kol Polish and Lamanei, V'gam Rasha L'yom Ra'a. Rasha is going to end up with a Yom Ra in Gehenim. V'im Biker Mascharo, and if you are Mavak Kachola, what's your reward? Mascharo, we already said, K'da'amar, we said, Nitzom Medina Shal Gehenim. Ela, Mascharo B'olam HaZeh. No, if Olam Abba, you get saved from Gehenim. Good morning, Jeremy. What's your schar in Olam Hazeh? Why does the Gemara assume there's going to be a schar in Olam Hazeh? So the Mefarshim say, the Marsha says that there's for sure going to be a schar in Olam Hazeh, because just like when you go to visit a chole, you help him get healthy in this world, it makes sense that you should also get something in this world, because by visiting him, you're helping attend to his needs that he should get better in this world. So you should get a reward in this world too, not just in the next world. That's what the Marsha says.
This is what we say in the Devarim.
And that's the second shot. That's the Iyun Yaakov. He says that it's because the Gemara says in Shabbos Rabbi Yitzchak, Kuf Chav Zayin, Mitzvah Bikachom is one of those mitzvahs that Ochel Perasem Balam Azev, I can't cancel the Lam Ba. That's why he asked him. Because he knew the Gemara in Shabbos. That's how he was asking. So what's the schar in Olam Hazeh? So Rav answered, if you're Mavaka Chola, Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem Yishmereu V'yichayeu V'ushar Ba'aretz V'al Tzitzineu B'nefesh Oivav. What does this mean? Hashem Yishmereu V'yitzahara. He'll be saved from the Yitzahara that he won't sin. And you're protected from Yisurin in this world. Pains. V'ushar ba'aretz, shi'akol miskabdim bo. Everybody will be honored by your presence. V'alta ne'e b'nevesh oivav, shi'izdamnu lo re'im kenaman, shi'ripu sarato v'izdamnu lo re'im kerochavim shechilku es malchuso. Wow. When Naaman got Saras, so his friends said to him, you know, maybe you should listen to the words of Elisha who told you to go dip in the Jordan River. So he listened to his friends to say, listen to Elisha, he dipped in the Jordan River, and he was cured from his Saras. And Rechavam was a young king. And Rechavim had old advisors and young advisors. And Shlomo HaMelech, who came before him, had a lot of decrees. Shlomo placed a lot of decrees to try to make the people better. But the people were feeling there was too many decrees. So Shlomo asked his, so Rechavim asked his advisors, should I keep up all of Shlomo's decrees? The people are complaining that there's too many tough decrees. Should I keep them up or should I relax them a little bit? So the young advisor said to him, no, you're a strong king. Keep it up. Be tough on them. And the old advisors who were around at the time of Shlomo said, you don't understand why these things came into battle. It was way too much. The people can't tolerate it. You got to relax it a little bit. And who did Rechavim listen to? The young guns who were like him. He listened to his cohorts, all of his advisors who were young ones. He didn't listen to the old people. And you know what that caused? The people rebelled against him and they split. The kingdoms of Yehuda and Yisrael split because not only did he keep the same decrees of Shlomo, he added more decrees. I'm going to show that I'm even tougher than Shlomo. And the people rebelled. And that's what the Gemara says right now. Tanya. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Im Yomilcha Yiladim B'nei Uzakenim Sesor. If young people tell you to build, and elders tell you to hold back a little bit and to destroy, Shmal Zakenim Altishmal Yiladim. You should listen to the Zakenim who tell you to destroy, and don't listen to the Yiladim who tell you to build. Shebinyan Yiladim Stira, because oftentimes the building of young people is actually destruction. Ustira Zakenim Binyan. And when the elders tell you to knock things down, they're actually telling you to build. V'simon l'davar, Rechavim ben Shlomo. And the riot of this is the whole story that happened with Rechavim, that the elders told him to relax a little bit and to walk back some of the things that Shlomo said. And the young guys told him, no, you should even make it stronger. Keep tough. Amar Rav Shish Brei Dravidi. Lo lisod inish kitzira. Lo betlos shai kamaisel betlos shai basrai sediyoma. Keich de lo isach daitim drachme. When you go to visit a sick person, don't go in the first 3 hours of the day and don't go in the last 3 hours of the day. Because early in the morning, when he just wakes up, so the pain hasn't set in, he just had a refreshing sleep, he's not in so much pain. So you're not going to think he's so sick and you're not going to daven for him. And you shouldn't go the last 3 hours because by that time of day, he's in such pain that you're going to give up hope that he's ever going to get better. You're also not going to daven for him. So go in the middle where he's a little in pain, but not so much in pain. It's remarkable how true this Gemara is. If you ever visit people who are sick, Klasjai Kamaisa Rav Chadaite Basraisa Takiv Cholshen. First 3 hours, you know, he just woke up. This pain hasn't set in yet. He got to sleep. He took all these drugs before he went to sleep, so he's still on the effects of the drugs that helped ease the pain. And the last 3 hours, he's in such pain that you're going to think you're not even going to daven for him. And again, sounds like from this Gemara that one of the most important things of being Mavakat Chola is to daven for the Chola that he should get better. That's one of the most important roles. One of the most important roles of Birkat Cholim is to daven for him that he gets better. Right? So we learned a whole bunch of things. Also, Mechabdo Merabtso, right? To take care of his needs, to clean the room, and to make sure that he's got what he needs. Amar Avinu Merab, Minayin Shekadosh Baruch Hu Zonas HaChola. How do we know that a Kadosh Baruch Hu sustains the Chola? What does this mean? So the Ritva writes, what this means is that we know that when a person's sick, he has no taiva to eat food. So what's sustaining him? Must be that the fever itself makes him not need so much food. So he lives even with the fevers. That's what it means, a Kadosh Baruch Hu Zonas HaChola. I think I told you my father-in-law was recently sick. He was in a coma for 3 weeks. And then for 4 weeks afterwards, he did not have any food for 7 weeks. No food. For 7 weeks, only liquids. For 7 weeks, he didn't taste a morsel of food. Baruch Hashem, he had miraculous recovery. His mom is doing amazing right now. Just spent Shabbos with him last Shabbos. Went to shul, ate, he put on weight, he's been eating, whatever. It's amazing. Baruch Hashem. Shnemar, Hashem Yisodenu al Eres Davoy. Yisodenu is from a language of like Suda. Hashem gives him a seuda even while he's on his sick bed. I'm Rav Namarav. How do you know that the Shechina rests above the bed of a chola. Shneimar Hashem Yisodenu al eres davar. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is on the bed. Tainan amihachi. Hanichnas havakar sachola lo yishev lo agabi mito v'lo agabi safsal v'lo agabi kisei. You shouldn't sit on a high thing. Ela misatef v'yoshev agabi karka. You should cover up your head and sit on the ground. You know what I always said pshat over here, what this means? First of all, we also see this with Yaakov, right? Yaakov Binu, when Yaakov was sick. But I always say what this means is when you're sick, you see the world clearly. Like nobody, like you see what's really important in the world. I always understand, that's what it means, the Shekhinah is with you. Because when the Shekhinah is with you, you see the world the way it really is. And when a person's sick, so you know what's really important, what's less important, right? We don't care about things. We don't care about stupid things when you're sick. You just care about one thing, being healthy and getting better. And you know that that's the most important thing in the world, being healthy and getting better. Because when you're sick, you feel like the only thing that matters is, let me just be healthy. The simple things in life, let me just be able to put one foot into the other. Let me be able to walk. Let me be able to talk. Let me be able to do the normal things in life. And then you come to appreciate even the simple things in life when you're sick. That's what I always thought the pshat was, that Shekhinah shor lamala mirosh hachola. Because when you're close to the Shekhinah, you see what's really important. I'm Rav Namarav. Mitch Rav Ma'arav.
How does this idea that you have to be sitting on the ground relate to our Mishnah, where it says that if you're visiting a fellow and you don't want to be up enough him, that you should stand?
You have to stand, Ah, interesting. It sounds like standing is not a problem, because that's covered for the Shekhinah. No, it doesn't say don't stand, right? Because that would be covered for the Shekhinah. That's interesting. I didn't think of that, Yitzhak. That's a very sharp point. The Mishnah said you got to stand and not sit, so it means you're going to be above the Shekhinah. Interesting. I don't know. It says, Lo yeshev agabi mitav, lo agabi saf, so yeah. So what are you supposed to sit on? Yeah, only on the floor. Interesting. I don't know. I don't know how you put that together with that. Interesting question. So apparently the Ran says, one opinion holds that it's only if the chola is lying on the floor, so you can't sit that way, because you'll be above where he is. However, the Ritva says others disagree and say, no, you're never allowed to sit. The Meiri says, Derech hachola laharher b'tshuva ulevakish rachmim al atzmo. And if he sees that if you're sitting in a makom gavoa, so it'll cause you to be misyayish from davening. He'll be jealous of you. I don't know. Others say that no, the two have nothing to do with each other. It's a reason. It just means you shouldn't sit near his head. You should sit near his feet, because the Shekhinah is by his head. But the reason you're not to sit on a chair is for a different reason, because we're afraid that's going to cause the chola to be jealous of you, and he's going to give up hope from getting better. Amar Rav and Amar Rav. Mitshra b'ma'arava sahada rabba pras. Okay, we had this elsewhere. Mordechai? Where do we have it? I can't read it, it's too small. Hey, where is that? We had it. Shabbos! Samachem and Beis. Okay, I knew we had it somewhere. So if it's raining a lot in Israel, the Euphrates River in Bavel will prove it. Now, what does this mean? So Rashi in Maseches Shabbos and Samachem Beis explains, what this means is that the river Euphrates runs from Israel to Bavel, from west to east, from west to east, and therefore if there's a lot of rain, so it's going to already swell up all the way by Iran. Now, the problem with that is that Hachush Makrish, the problem is Tosfos over there in Shabbos says, what do you mean? Bavel, Iran, is in the east of Israel, and all the rivers flow from east to west, not from west to east. So Tosfos says what it means is that the Euphrates River will get backed up, and instead of flowing from west to east, instead of flowing from east to west, it's going to go backwards from west to east, because there's so much rain in Israel, it's going to like push back on the waters. Says the Gemara, Upliga de Shmuel. Rav, with this statement, saying that a lot of rain in the west would in Eretz Yisrael would be proven in the Euphrates, argues on Shmuel. Dama Shmuel, Nahara Mikifim Misparach. That no, when it rains, so a river, which its main sustenance of a river comes from itself, from the underground wells. But the more it rains, the more the underground wells get swelled up. So Shmuel says, when rain comes, the water swells by itself more than the Megishav. So therefore, now hold on. But the point is, again, well, what's the halachic nafka mean over here? Okay, so here's very important. So Rav holds, if it's a lot of rain, you're not allowed to go dip in the mikveh there, Rav holds. If the river starts going backwards or if it starts swelling. Why? Because we're afraid most of the water is mei gishamim and not the mayim of the river. And if most of the water is mei gishamim, the halach is you're only allowed to dip in a river when it's running water. But you're only allowed to dip in mei gishamim when it's stopped in one place in the mikveh. Here you have rainwater, a majority of rainwater in the river, and it's running. So Rav says you can't dip there. And Shmuel says, no, you can dip there because when it rains, it also causes the underground springs to be activated. And therefore, you still have more running water than rainwater. So you're okay. But this statement of Shmuel argues on another statement of Shmuel. Upliya de Shmuel ad Shmuel. This halacha that says that when it rains a lot, the river compensates and over and meets that water. Remember we had a Gemara that said, for every one drop of rain, there's two drops that come underneath. So that argues that another said, Dama Shmuel, ein amayim mitarim bezochlin. So rivers cannot be mitar by running water, ela pras biyome tishrei bilvad. The only time you're allowed to dip in a mikveh in a river is the Euphrates and Tishrei. Why? Chanukah came early this year, Dr. Joe. It's only five lines on the oven. Chanukah came early. So, Ela Pras Biyom Tishrei Bilvad. Only in Tishrei. Why? Because Tishrei is before the rainy season, and it's way after the rainy season, so we're not worried about the snow having evaporated and the rainwater. So, Tishrei is a safe time that you could assume that the running water is all running water. And similarly, the Gemara says, Avu de Shmuel avad lahom mikvos lebante. Shmuel's father built mikvahs biyomei Nisan. He wouldn't let his daughters dip in the river Nisan because it's right after the rainy season and maybe it's a majority of rain and you're not yotzi in the river. Umavtse biyomei Tishrei. And he would give his daughters mats that they could dip on in the river on Tishrei, just so the mud from the riverbank won't be a chatzitza, so they would dip, they would go in on mats, they would stand on mats, and that's the way they would be yotzei the mikvah, so the mats would keep the dirt away from them. Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rav. Now some have a different gear say, because this Gemara has absolutely nothing to do with what we're just reading, so you got to say it's Ravin. Ian Yaakov is Ravin because Ravin was the author of the last two statements. So they changed the girsa to Ravin over here so that at least one thing that connects this to what happened before is it's just the same rabbi who's speaking it. Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Ravin, my dechsev. What's meant by the pasuk in Yecheskel? HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Yecheskel to go into Golos because this was a symbol that Klai Yisrael was about to go into Golos. My dechsev, ata ben adam aseh lecha klei gola. Take for yourself kalim that's going to help you in Golos. What are the kalim that we're going to help him in Golos? Zuner. He needs a candle wherever he goes. So you should know where. You should know where you go during the nighttime. Ukaara. You need a bowl in order to knead your dough. So you shouldn't have to knead the dough on the ground. That wouldn't be too good. So says Rashi in Yecheskel. V'shatiach. And you need also a mat. Maybe that's the connection. You need also a mat in order to eat on the mat. So says the Ran. However, the Rush says it's a mat to sleep on. In the Medrash Eicha, it has a whole different pshat against our Gemara. What are the clay gola? In the Medrash Eicha, Machlokes Rabbi Chiya bar Abba and Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Chalafta. What are the clay gola? Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says this is a jug of water and a mat and a bowl. Each one of these things can do two things. The jug, you could place flour, and you could also put it under your head to sleep on it. And the ka'ara, you could eat in it and also drink from it. And the mat, you could sit on it and sleep on it. And the candle could also be used for multiple things. Okay, Rabosai, we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.